healthy life.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
All sorts of wacky stories, things that John Keel brought to light that lots of other UFO investigators tried to stick under the rug because maybe it didn't fit with their theory of the day or the theories that they wanted to present. Not that John Keel made a lot of money from it, except from Mothman Prophecies and some of his earlier books. You know, he didn't do so well financially, so for him it wasn't anything that he could gain by. In fact, if he was a more mainstream writer, you kind of think he would have done a lot better.
Does anyone ever ask how much money David Icke has made? I mean,
well, his business partner ended up with most of it. At one point, he got hoodwinked. Heard a little bit of rumblings about that. But, man, the guy does make some dough. He definitely makes some serious scratch.
That's right. When you've got reptilians under the White House, I mean, the money starts rolling in.
Well, we're not going to go there. I've got another interesting question here from the forum.theparacast.com. This comes from Burnt State, who is turning into one of our real steady posters. He's approaching the 1,000 post club here at forum.theparacast.com. And he starts out with a very interesting Keelian quote, which I think anyone who's read Operation Trojan Horse will recognize. And the quote is, "Our skies have been filled with Trojan horses throughout history. And like the original Trojan horse, they seem to conceal hostile intent." Keel gets branded as a demonologist and it's a point proposed by him over and over again in his writing that the paranormal phenomena we are seeing is demonic in nature. What are the best proofs that Keel had to support this demonic theory when we have so few, if any, recorded provable instances of humans being damaged, killed, or tortured by UFOs or their occupants? That's a good question. Well, he basically is saying that Keel said that this, you know, he was a demonologist, that this is all hostile and demonic in nature, but Burnt State points out that we have so few, if any, recorded provable instances of humans being damaged, killed, or tortured by UFOs or their occupants.
Well, that's the last thing first, the evidence. The evidence has been suppressed. Keel points out many cases in these books of people being hurt. There's one article in the Outer Limits of the Twilight Zone, which is the second book, where he talks. I mean, the title of the article is "Burned, Blinded, and Maimed by UFOs." I'm paraphrasing. You know, it's case after case of people who have been killed by UFOs. You know, the flesh is burnt off of them. You know, their flesh falls off their bones, and these cases are just all suppressed. For whatever reason, because they're horrible and they're scary. And, you know, you'd think that maybe the moneymakers out there would resurrect these because, you know, they sell. I mean, terror sells, fear sells. So I do wonder why we don't hear more about them. But it's not true that there aren't cases like this out there. There are many. There are many cases of people that have had eye damage, serious eye damage from looking at UFOs. I don't, you know, as far as the demonology thing goes, anytime I hear Keel described as a demonologist, I know that it's coming from the cryptozoology crowd who tried their best to, you know, make him look bad by calling him a demonologist. But what's, you know, that's crazy. What is a demonologist? I mean, is that someone that supposedly believes in demons? I mean,
Well, didn't he make some comment to Jerry Clark, I think, at one point where Clark referred to him as a ufologist, and he kind of said, "I'm no ufologist, I'm a demonologist."
I would say that's a joke.
Yeah, it would be a good example of Keel's humor. He did have a very dry sense of humor.
Yeah, and I don't know what went on between him and Clark, but it wasn't pretty. And so, you know, Clark definitely had an axe to grind with Keel because he was his protege. And I don't know. You know, it seemed to me that there was a flip flop that occurred when Clark and Coleman wrote their first two books. They were interdimensionalists, you might say. They described these different hairy monsters as having glowing eyes, all the things that you associate with the Mothman stories and things. And as time went by, they became more nuts and boltsy, I guess, where suddenly, you know, Bigfoot is just a creature, a regular animal in the forest instead of an interdimensional creature. I don't know why that happened, but, you know, at first they were on Kiel's side, you might say, and then suddenly they're not. And Kiel felt like there was, there's a quote in the second book where he basically accuses, I would say that he says they're kind of in it for the money, or, you know, there's a lot of ego involved in the UFO field and in cryptozoology, where people are arguing over, you know, their positions. They want to, you know, sell books and so forth. So I think that's the demonology thing is just yet another one of these negative stereotypes that's been thrown out, which is based on nothing but a sarcastic wit that Kiel had.
Yeah, well, again, I think getting back to that original question about harm being done by UFOs and their occupants, I think most cases of physical harm that have been reported are inadvertent and have to do with the energetic properties of the object, not so much hostile intent. It's like the person is in the wrong place at the wrong time. Travis Walton is an example. The Michelac case in Canada is another example. Dr. X in France, these people actually were in too close a proximity to the objects and suffered physical effects. Now, the only real cases I've heard of that have any sort of indication of hostility are the Kolaris cases of the hunters at the mouth of the Amazon getting zapped as they're hunting at night, sitting up in trees by these chupa objects that seem to be targeting them.
Yes.
And a number of people were hit, and a number of them died. And this is all fairly well established. I think Bob Pratt, Jacques Vallée, others, A.J. Gavard, and others have documented some of the autopsy results and some pretty compelling evidence that this is the case. Now, this is quite the aberration, though. We're talking, you know, hundreds of thousands of sightings and very, very few reports of any sort of hostile intent or action. And especially in this country, now down in South America and other places, I think maybe there's more of a higher incidence of hostility. But, you know, again, I don't think Kiel ever really suggested that there was some sort of hostility. I think he was mainly saying that they're just here to confound us and mess with us, not necessarily harm us, but to just keep us always back on our heels, similar to a trickster type. Scenario. Well, would you agree with that, or do you want to add or subtract from that?
Yeah, I think that we might be getting into the natural versus synthetic here, maybe. But yeah, you're right. South America is where most of these dangerous ones occurred, and it usually is in relation to how close they get. The closer you got to it, the more dangerous it got. And so we obviously don't hear about all the South American cases, but Kiel does list several in the books here. So they're worthy of reading. But, you know, some of the natural, quote, natural lights, the diamond lights that he described, which you don't want to get close to because they're putting off actinic rays and things, are maybe natural. And then some of the dangerous UFOs may be synthetic. Maybe they're using nuclear power. Who knows? But Kiel actually was the first researcher to come up with the breakaway civilization idea, although he didn't call it that. He wrote an article about it and speculated that our country was being taken over, which to me means he's talking about synthetic craft built by somebody that has secret bases around the country in the oceans and also within the country. He pointed out that a lot of them came from Canada and a lot of them seem to come up from South America. So he's laying out sort of a grid where he's saying that there are these bases around, and he just doesn't take the extra step of naming who it might be.
I'll tell you what, we're going to have this named first. Andrew Colvin joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join FreezeDry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned FreezeDry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call FreezeDry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
It sounds very tantalizing. Were you able to get more information about that, Andrew Colvin?
Did he name who he thought this breakaway civilization was?
Yes.
No. And do I know? I don't know. I would say it's probably a multinational effort. Could go back to the Nazi UFOs. There could be a Nazi element, ex-Nazi element. There could be a British element, because they're the ones who ended up with a lot of the technology. There's obviously probably a United States element.
Well, how about Marconi? He disappeared into Venezuela in the 30s, didn't he?
Yeah, there's an Italian element, no doubt. I mean, there's even a quote from an Italian engineer who claimed he had built these things during the Nazi era, who said that post-war, it was too expensive to build them in Italy, so they sent them here to be built with cheaper labor in America. So who's running this show is, I would say it's some sort of NATO group or something. You know, that's a big, that's the breakaway civilization idea is really hot right now. And I don't know if anyone out there is asking that question of just exactly who it is, or if they're all, you know, afraid to go there.
Yeah, it is getting a lot of attention now. I think Richard Dolan, of course, is one of the people that have really jumped on this particular bandwagon. Another one is Joseph Farrell. Some of his work suggests that there's some sort of breakaway civilization with super exotic technology that's being hidden from the rest of us. I would need to see more proof of this. There is a tantalizing body of evidence, but I don't really see it being slam dunk yet. I have another question here. Maybe you can make sense of this. Now, Wade Ridsdale wants to know if you've ever tried calling Mothman at home. But he says, in all seriousness, do you know how the urban legend about his phone number, 304-675-5352, came to be?
Oh, is that the number that that you call in Point Pleasant to get Mothman?
I'm not sure. Equating this with Mothman and having a phone number. I've never heard this one before.
Yeah, it's a phone number that was in operation for many years. I think it went offline about 5 years ago. And I think it was traced to to Tiny's restaurant or a house behind Tiny's restaurant. You know, Tiny's is where, Mothman was seen a couple of times. There's a whole lot to say about Point Pleasant and what goes on there. You know, you have the TNT area, which was doing secret Navy reclamation work in the 60s with a sophisticated underground network of tunnels, many of which were flooded for some reason. Then you have about 2 miles away, the Defense Logistics Agency site, which is enormous, which is very old as well, where they store rare minerals and things for the military. The DLA it used to be called Defense Industrial Security Command, or DISC, but now it's called DLA. They're headquartered in Columbus, Ohio. They're the paymasters for the military. All the money for the military goes through them. And they have all of the precious resources that are needed to build exotic things, gold, titanium, whatever, platinum. Those are stored in the DLA. There's an old part and a new part. The old part of the DLA was around before World War II. We snuck in there not too long ago to see what was in the warehouses there. You can't get in the new part, but you can get in the old part. It was recently sold to a private investor for $1 million. But they cleaned out... Before they cleaned out the warehouses, we went in there and found that these at least six enormous warehouses were filled with nothing but thousands of bags of quebracho bark from South America. Why? I don't know. But I found that in the region where the quebracho bark is grown is where there is a religion that called the Oruro religion, which worships a Mothman-like figure as well as the Virgin Mary. And in this area where I lived, the two figures were seen quite a bit, a Virgin Mary-like entity and Mothman. There's also a bird that likes to live in the quebracho trees. It's a parrot, which a group of these parrots live in Seattle in a place called Seward Park. And we've had three Mothman sightings in Seward Park recently, one of which where the creature touched the witness, and he said that the Mothman's hand turned from a talon into a hand, a human hand, and back and forth. And that Mothman told him to remember door 11. And at that time, I'm trying to remember, this is a pretty, this stuff just happened this summer. And soon after that, we had a sighting of Mothman in Southern California by Walter Bosley, right after we had been there, looking at these different sacred sites and things that he connects to the Aleister Crowley legend and all, and a bunch of other stuff. But there were some strange synchronicities that happened, one of which was at the same time these sightings occurred, One of our researchers on Mothy Talk, which is my Facebook discussion group, found that at Bohemian Grove, there used to be a Garuda statue. And if you know anything about Keel's work, the Garuda was one of his explanations for Mothman. You know, before they had the Moloch statue at Bohemian Grove, they had a Garuda statue. And this is so freaky. It was torn down 100 years to the day that this witness saw Mothman in Seward Park, and Mothman told him to remember door 11. And the 1111 number has come up so much. In fact, right after we met Keel, all of the researchers that met him, we all started having weird synchronicities with the number 1111, including finding an address in Akron that was 1111 Independence Avenue, where they built buildings that looked like 1111 from the sky, and where Mothman was seen a week before I arrived there to investigate them. Just all these crazy synchronicities that I couldn't do justice here, but I really would have. If you're interested in synchronicity, and this was really the birth of the synchromysticism movement, and I would credit John Keel with this because he was helping us to try to understand what this was all about at the time. This is right before he stopped talking to us. You know, that get the Mothman's Photographer series or the Mothman Speaks or Shrieks or Squeaks, which is coming out soon. Mothman Squeaks is my next book. Get these and check it out.
You're kidding. Mothman Squeaks.
Mothman Squeaks. And you know,
it's got a ring to it, Andy. It's got a ring to it.
It does. But here's the thing. This is how Mothman is described by many people who have seen him. He squeaks. And I have heard the squeak myself. It is a real thing. And in fact, I have a picture of my sister's house in Mothman Speaks, I think. We heard the squeak there, several of us, and we were joking, well, that must be Mothman, right? You know. And literally, not long after that, her house burned completely to the ground. Now, this isn't the first time that somebody who's had a UFO experience, and John Keel writes about this as well, where their house burns down. I think we just had one the other day, in fact. I'm trying to remember who the witness was. Somebody we all know. It's crazy stuff, but you know, it's fascinating. It's endless too. It just goes on and on.
Well, yes, it is. It's definitely a rabbit hole. And once you start on your way down, like Alice, you're going to end up at a Mad Hatter's tea party if you're not careful.
We have to be careful about this. We have Andrew Colvin joining Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com. or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Is that the Parrot Cast, Chris O'Brien? Andrew Colvin joins us trying to figure it out.
Let's well, I'm continue. Chicken boy. I got a bungee cord whenever I go down the rabbit hole because I want to bounce back out real fast sometimes.
Well, you know, you got tens of thousands of bags of quebracho bark stored in Point Pleasant. Now, why is it there?
Yeah, okay, what's up with that?
Well, guess what they use it for? They make women's aphrodisiacs from it for females. I don't know what that is exactly, but that's if you look it up, you'll see. Like, I couldn't, what were they doing? Were they doing genetic experiments or something?
Either that or they're trying to attract more women into the military.
But these bags were there for decades, and they were just removed 2 years ago, I think. I got pictures of them before they were taken out. They were all apparently sent to Asia.
Wow, so somebody got a real good price for it.
That doesn't seem like the right place to send them.
I know. Especially now that China's relaxing the one-child policy.
That's right.
What do you tell people, Andy, when you know you start talking about Mothman and the person is you know fairly up to speed, although I think most people who have a passing knowledge of Mothman really don't understand the complexities and just the volumes of sightings. But what do you tell people that say, oh, Mothman was just an owl? People misidentifying some very large owl that freaks them out and they see the eyes and maybe they're reflecting light or something. What is your stock kind of answer to that sort of observation?
And by the way, Chris, when you say owl, I do not want to say who.
Well, most of the witnesses saw something that was 6 feet, 7 feet tall, so that's not an owl. You know, some of them had it speak to them in some fashion, you know.
Others had it squeak to them.
Squeak. Some have had it in their bedroom, standing over them. I've even had people that said they have had sex with Mothman, but sort of in the dream state. They, you know, it was like they had a dream about it. having sex with this winged creature, and then they wake up and they're all sore, and et cetera, et cetera. You know, I don't know what to do with those exactly, but I put it in the same category, I guess, as the people that get flown to Venus.
Well, it almost kind of sounds like an incubus.
Yeah, yeah. Now, do I think Mothman is an incubus? I think there's variations of it, maybe. But if you're looking at the Garuda legend, which is our oldest source, the Garuda is a beneficial protector deity, particularly of women and children. He comes around at crisis points to save humanity. He's known to soak up the heat of warfare, which makes me think that a lot of his sightings, and I've sort of correlated this, seem to be associated with atomic plants, and Keel talked about this too, places where munitions are built and so forth. So for me, he's an archetypal protector deity, an avatar who you know, somehow appears to people through their subconscious or whatever, collective unconscious, and he is trying to send messages about, I think, you know, what we're doing, we're heading down the wrong path, we need to. He's trying to tell people something, and I think it's a good message, and I don't think he's out to hurt anyone, and I don't think he has hurt anyone. But he's sort of similar to the Thunderbird legend in the Native American lore.
Right.
Which, you know, if you see the Thunderbird or dream of the Thunderbird, you're considered to be a holy or artistic kind of person after that, and they have secret societies for you to use the precognitive powers and psychic powers that you are given. Some people already have these before they see Mothman, so it's not like Mothman is giving everybody psychic powers. I think that, you know, those people are just more likely to tap into their own subconscious and the collective unconscious and see these avatars and get messages that seem to be beneficial, and it's considered to be a good omen in the Native American world if you see the Thunderbird. So I just see it that way.
Interesting. Now, you mentioned correlations. Now, do we have a particular profile, perhaps, of your typical Mothman witness or experiencer? Are there any consistencies through witnesses, or is it pretty much just kind of scattershot? There's no real defined personality type that is more prone, let's say, to have a Mothman experience.
Keel found that the people generally were psychic beforehand, that they often had Native American blood or Celtic blood. Many were lapsed Catholics. And your chances were higher of seeing Mothman if you were a female with Celtic or Native blood, and you were menstruating, and you were a teacher of gifted children, and you were driving a Ford Galaxy 500.
So if a guy from New York who happens to be Jewish, no hope for me, right?
That's right. There's no hope, Gene.
Well, people have been saying that for me for a long time.
I got all those things. Maybe I'll see Mothman sometime. I'm a lapsed Catholic.
But you're not driving a Ford Galaxy, or did you ever drive a Ford Galaxy?
My dad had a Galaxy 500, a 1966 Galaxy 500 convertible.
It all comes out. Now we know.
Which I learned how to drive on.
Oh, boy.
It was a 66 Galaxy 500, too.
Yeah, perfect.
Powder blue.
Yeah. Well, you know, these creatures seem to be attracted to, you know, not just Mothman, but Bigfoot. And, of course, they may be cousins or brothers or something. But they're attracted to infrared sources, so the Galaxy 500 puts off the most infrared signature. So, therefore, that's what Keel thought, that they're attracted to those hot sources. Like, Bigfoot's always banging on trailers, the air conditioners of trailers. Because, you know, they put off a lot of heat. And cigars, guys that smoke cigars who are out hunting will sometimes have their cigar smacked out of their mouth by the creature.
So, aha, Don Ecker.
Did that happen to him?
I don't know. He smokes cigars.
I'm not sure what happened to Don, but I don't think it was that.
I don't think we dare mention that on the air.
No, not at all. So that's interesting. Ask ask a pointed question, expecting kind of a shrug shoulder answer. And boy, you've got it all nailed out there.
Well, and I'm a quarter native, but it's a collection of different tribes. It all adds up to about a quarter. So I guess you could say I'm a lapsed Catholic because my father was Catholic, but he didn't go much to Mass or anything. So also Celtic. I also have Celtic. Colvin is Celtic. So I'm a good candidate. And, you know, all my siblings have had either seen Mothman or had something similar. Both of my sisters seen Mothman, and my niece and my brother has a very strange sort of philosophy about star people, which I don't quite understand. But he's a good guy, and I trust him that, you know, he's got some connection to something going on there with the something from the stars.
Okay, but the big question I would have here, speaking as someone who doesn't fit into any of these categories. I'm in a category by myself. All right. So what makes people in these particular areas with their cultural or their nationality, their various background elements, what makes them more sensitive to events of this sort? Is the force that's behind them focusing on particular categories of people? Do they just happen to be the people who traveled to the right locales? Maybe we can get into that in more detail in our final segment of the show. We're featuring Andrew Colvin with Gene and Chris. It doesn't get stranger than this. It rhymes also. You're in
the Paracast. We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you want to get your website online and you need reliable service, first-class service at the lowest possible price, there's only one place to go. Well, DreamHost has a special promotion with our show where they'll offer you unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, one-click web apps such as WordPress, 24/7 support. You can save over $55. You want to know how? Go to dreamhost.com/radio, dreamhost.com/radio.
First game Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, RockOids.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
But Paracast doesn't rhyme with this, I'm sorry to say. I'm not going to write any songs. I actually have written some song lyrics, but I don't want to share them with you, Chris, because you as a musician will look the other way and probably say things we don't want to mention on the air on a family radio show. Okay, so Andrew Colvin, explain. Why do you think people who fit into this background that you defined, have elements of it, would be more susceptible to strange events of this type?
I think it's partly because it's sort of in their DNA, having a long history of nature worship, you know, the Celtic pagans and the Native Americans both spending a lot of time and effort trying to be close to the land and observing nature. And I think that a lot of these, if you're in that category and you live in certain areas, you are more, you know, that will increase your chances. Like in mound areas where there's Indian mounds, there's something going on with Indian mounds, and every major city has them or did have them, especially in the Mississippi and Ohio valleys. And, you know, that's a huge area of the country. That's pretty much most of the country because there's 7,000 rivers that flow into the Mississippi. And there's, you know, towns like Minneapolis, even out in California, you know, most of the cities out there used to have mounds, and they have streets called Mound Street. Every city seems to have a mound street. And if you live on one of these, you know, I think the energies of whatever energies are trapped in these mounds, even if they're torn down, they're still emanating. And, you know, I found some interesting stuff about Tibetan Buddhists who basically when they get old, they will kill themselves inside of mounds. They will meditate themselves to death. And so that their spirit is trapped in the mound, and then their bodies are chopped up and fed to vultures, because they believe then that their spirit goes into the vultures. So you've got a bird connection here with death,
right?
Which Mothman and Thunderbird especially is very connected to the other side. But I think
owls too in the Native American tradition are often associated as a portent of death.
Yes.
You know, interesting that you should talk about Celtic and Native American genetic lineage. Daryl Sims did quite an exhaustive search and study of abductees and found that many of them had those two particular genetic markers, Cherokee especially, and Celtic heritage. And he said that if you've got Celtic and Native American heritage, you're much more likely to experience what has become known as the abduction phenomenon.
Yeah, there's also an Egyptian connection in that the Cherokee tribes, you know, there's various ones within what they call Cherokee. Like mine, one of mine is the Saponi tribe, which is mostly in West Virginia, but also I have Montauk blood, which is from Long Island. And the Long Islanders, the Long Island Montauks have long said that they are direct descendants of the pharaohs of Egypt. And so, you know, you could have a lot of the spooky, you know, Egyptian stuff that's been brought over. And there's no doubt that there have been a lot of Egyptian artifacts found in the Ohio Valley, various copper implements and things, and very tall skeletons, which sounds, you know, North African. And I don't know that they've done any DNA studies on these because it's all been suppressed. All of these skeletons have disappeared. I mean, this is a real phenomenon. Thousands of large, you know, 10, 11 foot skeletons have just disappeared into the Smithsonian, and we have no idea.
Thousands? Really? I didn't know the number was that high. I've heard of a number of claims, but I didn't know that it was, you know, we're talking numbers like that.
Well, what happened was they were all driven west by the regular Indians, and they had a big battle in, I guess it would be Minnesota. And so there's a field in Minnesota where there's like hundreds of these skeletons that were killed in warfare. They were sort of driven over there and killed off in a pincer movement, you might say. So they probably had European blood. I know that some of the tall skeletons in Florida that were buried in water burials, you know, were able to do DNA on them. And these are like 8,000-10,000 years old, and they have European blood. So, you know, Columbus wasn't the first European to come to America, and in fact, some of these people were Moorish or Northern African. And I think they, you know, it's pretty clear that they interbred with the Indians. And so you have a really difficult time, I think, with the DNA studies here in America. But there's no doubt that there's been a long time program to sort of suppress all of this knowledge, because I think it's very troublesome politically for the European rulers, you know, the British and Dutch and so forth, to admit that, you know, they weren't the first here, and it sort of undermines their claims. You know, you have a group of Washita Indians in Louisiana who claim to have been here the whole time, that they were not brought over from Africa. They're black Indians. They're still there, and they live around the Poverty Point area, which is like a 10,000, 12,000-year-old city that was built around an enormous bird mound. So what you see is that not only were they Moorish, or European, but they also worshipped a Mothman-like deity. So I think that could explain why you still see Mothman in these mound areas.
Interesting. Well, as for the giants, I've heard that some of the skeletons have featured two sets of teeth and also red hair. So I guess we're dealing with the giant red-haired stepchild of conventional archaeology here. Because there is no doubt that the skeletons have been found, at least according to some of the books and sources that I've read.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't surprise me a bit if there was, you know, a concerted effort to keep some of this, if not most of this information, quiet.
Yeah, red hair is actually African as well. Peter Moon's done a lot of good research on the trail of how the Celts came from Africa and then distributed themselves in England and everywhere else. And
well,
so,
supposedly Akhenaten's daughter escaped Scotia and became the escaped to Scotland. That's where we get the name Scotland from Scotia.
Yep.
So Sean Connery comes from Scotia.
Well, I'm not sure about that. I thought he was Welsh or something, wasn't he?
No, he's Scotsman.
Is he?
Well, yeah, so it was David Tennant, the former Doctor Who, and so was Peter Capaldi, the current Doctor Who.
Hey, Gene, you don't have to worry, because the rest of us need Mothman. We need this, you know, extra help. You guys don't. You're okay.
Well, I do need help, but some people suggest it's the kind of help that can't be provided on a paranormal radio show, and we really don't want to get into that kind of detail. I won't try again to detail the kind of help that Chris O'Brien might need. Hey there, Andrew Colvin. We're just about out of time. Can you tell our listeners where they can find more about all that stuff you do?
Well, most of it's on Amazon. Well, all the books are on Amazon. I've also got some albums, 9 albums from my band Interdimensional Vortex League, which can be found on Amazon, as well as on iTunes and CD Baby. And I have a group on Facebook called Mothy Talk, which is an excellent group. We have a lot of heavy hitters there, some deep thinkers in various areas. So it's a good source for all kinds of research. And I recommend people just getting on there and asking to join the group if they're interested in more.
Sounds exciting. Chris O'Brien has a great new book. I will tell you it's great because I've been reading it and helping him with the page layout. We're using Quark Express, folks, not InDesign, so we can start that argument on the other show. It's called Stalking the Herd. Stalking the Herd, coming real soon from Adventures Unlimited Press, featuring Chris O'Brien. His site is OurStrangePlanet.com. That's OurStrangePlanet.com. You can find us on Twitter. We are known on Twitter as The Paracast. There's also 2 Paracast fan clubs on Facebook. I don't know why we're so popular, but we are. And if you're looking for me, look for Gene Steinberg. More than likely, you see the guy in the plaid shirt for the strange-looking face he's been. Andrew Colvin, thanks for joining us this week on The Paracast.
My pleasure.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in The Paracast.
Of truly dangerous broadcasting. Man Cow. Now heard here.
Check it out.
GCN.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.